Indy Black and the Widow of Windsor by Carol K. Carr. The recording of this book has been made possible by the fundraising efforts of the Dorset Community Fundraising Group. We hope you enjoy this book whilst we raise more funds to support the Talking Book Service.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Prologue.
Alifea, you stupid girl. It's First Samuel. First Samuel, for goodness sake.
Mrs. Evangeline LeBlanc rustled to the table in her black silk gown, taking up the heavy Bible from the table and flipping rapidly through its pages until she'd found the correct chapter and verse.
1 Samuel chapter 28. You had the pages turned to 2 Samuel chapter 24.
Her daughter shrugged.
Really, Mama? Do you think any of these people will notice whether it's 1 Samuel or 2 Samuel or a page from Mrs. Gaskell? It's so dark in here you can't see your hand in front of your face.
Exactly as we like it, my dear. And yes, details always matter. We don't need some old biddy wandering over to refresh her memory about the encounter between Saul and the spirit of Samuel, and instead reading about some avenging angel flattening Jerusalem at the Lord's command. It just wouldn't do.
Evangeline LeBlanc, born Elsie Gooch in Catahoula Parish, Louisiana, and whose most recent residence had been the women's ward of the New Orleans Municipal Jail, cast an experienced eye over the room. The parlour of the little rented house was suitably respectable for a medium of Mrs. LeBlanc's reputation.